And joined by yet another of these young people who are on the Vectis Radio 4P's training course here at the Riverside Centre in Newport. And it's Lily. Very good morning, Lily.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm all right.
Oh, you're good. And tell us a little bit about Lily. How old are you? Where do you live? Where do you go to school?
I'm 14. I live on the edge of, like, Calbourn and Carisbrook. And then I go to school at the Ventnor Free School.
Oh, right. Okay. And how do you find school? Is it good?
Yes, all right. Moving into a new building in September, so...
Are you? Where, still close to the site you're on at the moment?
Yeah, it's just
right.
On the road.
Okay, so a whole new ball game, as it were, down there. So are you excited about that?
Yeah, I guess.
Yeah, why would you be excited about a new building in school? I don't know why I asked that. But let's just say hello to anyone that you want to say hello to, any of your favourite teachers, perhaps, or your friends at Ventnor School, anyone listening, or your family, mum and dad. Who do you want to say hello to?
Hi.
Yeah, just there'll be people listening to this going, I know Lily, she's talking on the radio.
Oh.
So what do you like doing, Lily, in your spare time? Do you listen to a lot of music?
Yeah.
What kind of music do you like listening to?
Like,
what's your favourite band or artist? Who do you like listening to?
Well, the Kaiser Chiefs.
Oh, brilliant. Okay, so what, have you ever seen them play live?
No,
but you like their music?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Anyone else at the moment in the current charts that you particularly like?
I don't know, just most.
Just
things.
All sorts. I was just talking to Dylan, and he was saying it depends what mood he's in as to what music he likes listening to. And I think that's a very good answer, because I think that's the same for all of us, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
So you're here at the 4P's training school here at Vectis Radio, and it's your first morning in, so it's all a bit new to you. But what are you, Lily, hoping to get from your time with us here at Vectis Radio? What are you looking forward to finding out about and learning? What new skills do you think you'll get?
Just, like, learning to, like, just, I don't know, just do it, I guess.
But doing what? Is it the radio side of thing you're particularly interested in? I mean, what would you like to end up doing as a career, as a job? Are you looking to go into the media, to radio, or to...
Nah, probably marine biology or something.
Marine biologist. Oh, wow, that sounds fascinating. Why is that something you're particularly interested in?
I just like swimming and I like the ocean and stuff, so...
Okay, and of course, marine biology is a really, really important topic these days, more than ever, because of the ecosystems, yeah? All the effect that we have on the ocean and the life in the ocean, which is vital to us. So it's a really important job, and that's something that would be a very important career for you to follow. So we wish you the very best of luck to that. Now, you'll have to go to university, I guess. I think Southampton University do marine biology, don't they?
I'm not really sure.
But I think that you'll be looking into that. You're obviously going to be starting your courses to get qualifications to go to university. Mm. And Southampton, I think, might be somewhere that you could end up, so it wouldn't be far from home. Are you born on the Isle of Wight?
Yeah.
Okay, where were you born? Were you born in Newport?
Yeah.
Okay, so you're an islander born and bred.
Unfortunately.
Why now? That's interesting. Why do you say that?
Just don't like the island.
Why? Okay, why don't you like it? Now, this is interesting, because your opinion is important, Lily. So what is it about the island that you don't like, and how could that be improved? What do you
it's
think?
It's just very small, and there's just, like, it's all right for a holiday, I guess, but, like, there's not really much to do.
What would you like to see happen on the island that would make it more exciting for you? What would you like to be able to do on the island that you can't?
Like, maybe have a theme park or something. Apparently they were going to, like, build a centre park, but the council said no, so they built it up north.
So you don't consider Black Gang China theme park?
No, it's only got, like, one ride, and it's awful.
Interesting. So you'd like to see more in the way of tourist-type things that would also be good for young people on the island. Anything else apart from a theme park that would make life better for you on the island?
Maybe, like, a shopping centre or something.
So again, I mean, we've got the new Asda, which is opening today. It's very exciting news, isn't it? That's the new superstore.
Not like a shopping market, but like a clothes and stuff like that.
More like a sort of as in Americans they call them,
like
shopping malls. Yeah. So something more like that would be more interesting for you.
Yeah.
If that be something that you think your friends would enjoy as well? Are there lots of people who think the same?
Yeah, probably.
So there we go. That's Lily with some interesting ideas. Maybe you'll end up being an Isle of Wight councillor and doing something to change the island for the better. Who knows? You could be. But Lily, it's great to meet you. Thank you so much for coming in. I know you're going to be busy out in the school area doing lots of things. You're writing a blog, I think, at the moment out there. And you'll probably come back in a little bit later on. I hope you do, because I think Macca normally gets you to think of questions to ask me, and then you interview me. So that always scares me to death, because I never know what you're going to ask me. But we'll look forward to talking a little bit later on. So Lily, for the time being, thank you so much for coming.